Imagine if you could shrink your depression down into a football and quite literally kick it to the curb. In this track, you'll be guided to gain a new perspective on depressive thoughts and learn to detach yourself from their grip. As a result, you'll feel clearer and more energized with a new outlook on life.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. And before you begin this relaxing experience, you can allow for your breath to suck the life right out of you now. Deep breath in and a relaxing breath out. Perfect. And I wonder if you can be completely inactive now. Legs hanging. Arms hanging. As you go deeper into this experience, and I'm curious if you can notice your chest expanding, relaxing. Close your eyes as you go deeper into existence. And I really don't know the last time you got to leave life's baloney out there to be here. Thank you for being here. In this agreeable state known as existence. While you're here existing, I wonder if you can be aware of the space of your breath. The space of the room. The space in space. And while you are rocketing through the solar system on planet Earth at 1.3 million miles per hour, I wonder if the right side of you is more relaxed than the left side. And as you're here, flying through space now, and I really don't know If you want to reach out, feel the energy, avoid the satellites, experience weightlessness. In a moment, I want you to imagine you can feel a small ball of energy about the size of a football. And I don't know if the energy is from a star, some space star, or something else. And while you have that ball of energy about the size of a soccer ball, football, beach ball, near your feet right now. I don't know if you've ever experienced that protective feeling as a child, that this is your football. You almost want to guard it. You want it safe beside you all the time. Perfect. Now, I'm not sure you're aware how special you are. No one else has your DNA, your wisdom, your life experience. And until the end of time, no one ever will. And out of the trillions of atoms that make you you, if you weren't filling that space, all those atoms would be a pile of dust that could fit into a teaspoon. And yet somehow you fill the space. You matter. And you've slowed down your heart rate, your breathing, your blood pressure, all without me asking that of you. That's how special you are. And in the past, you've been feeling depressed, down and out, or something else. And anyone in your situation would completely understand. It's got nothing to do with you. There's a process to feeling different. And in a moment, I'm going to share with you a few stories. And at first, you might be thinking, why am I sharing with you these stories? But your subconscious mind will be listening, and do something wonderful for you. A little later on, and a team of psychologists studied the effects of outer space and inner space, the astronauts and their external world, their internal world, and of more than 100 astronauts and cosmonauts that were interviewed and surveyed. What the researchers found upon them returning from space is the astronauts were less focused on personal achievements and happiness. They were more concerned about the collective good. And Apollo the 14th astronaut Edgar Mitchell, from out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag them a quarter of a million miles out and say, look at that, you son of a bitch. And this reaction is known as the overview effect. And an experiment on Manchester United fans, their internal world versus their external world, were given a writing task. They staged an emergency. A passing runner slipped and fell screaming, holding on to their ankle. And he was wearing a t-shirt of their biggest rival. And after the fans wrote about how much they loved their team, only 30% of people helped. Where if the rivals were asked to write about what they had in common with other fans, 70% of people helped. And it reminds me of Alice Armour, whose town was invaded from the outside for a second time in Uganda, and with no weapons to fight back, Alice decided to become a sorcerer on the inside, who could evoke James Bond. She would pretend to seek counsel from a ghost of an Italian colonel. She would tell the team that she created, the Holy Spirit movement, to smear themselves in nut butter, as it would shield them from enemy bullets. And they would go on to use dolls and chant the names of a British secret agent, and to her invaders' embarrassment and surprise, Alice Armour and her team won a few battles. And while I'm not recommending you to change who you are on the inside to the ghost of an Italian colonel, but maybe in the past you've forgotten your true unlimited potential. And I wonder if you could influence your energy in some way, how that would feel. I don't know if your little toe could feel nice, or maybe just one atom inside you. Or maybe it can be an overwhelming reset throughout your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And if you were to ask the depression in your body to float outside of you, into your football of energy by your feet now. I wonder how you would treat that ball of energy. I don't know if you would hug it, give it the boot, give it a nice wash, or retire it to the garage. But what if it was that easy that you could get a new ball, upgrade it, trade it in? And a wise man once said, because sometimes the ball is round, the game lasts 90 minutes, and everything else is just theory. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine you got a new football of energy to rest at your feet. I don't know if it will feel relaxing. Energized, happy, or something else. But what I do know is, you can take that energy now up through your feet, knees, tummy. Feel it in your chest, your heart, your relaxing shoulders, neck, jaw. From the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Because sometimes there are 24 hours in a day, and the rest is just theory. And isn't it interesting to know, 10 years in the future, looking back, how easy it was to grab life by the balls. When you're ready to return back to your external world, you can stretch out, wriggle your fingers and toes, and open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.